is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He has risen. He has risen indeed.
Alleluia.
He has risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He is risen.
He has risen indeed.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He has risen. He has risen indeed.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
God's grace to you this Easter and always. Today, our Easter message is entitled, Raised with Him. And I want to just start off with joy and confidence, saying with you one more time, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And one reason why we say this, one reason why this is so important for us, is because we are trusting in God's goodness. And we really need that. I think perhaps this Easter, more than almost any other that we've ever been a part of, we might be able to relate to a little part of the Easter story, just a little fact tucked in there in the Gospel of John. It says in John 20, verse 19, the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear. We can't be together as a church in a sanctuary. We are, because of the fear of this COVID-19 pandemic, in our homes. We are socially distancing, a phrase I don't think any of us even knew existed 4 or 5 weeks ago. We're doing that to stop the spread of this disease that has taken so much life, that has taken so much from our economy and brought us into depression. And we can relate to those disciples, locked up and away because of fear. But there is more to the Easter story than just relating to their moment of fear. We have a greater hope. We have greater reasons for hope as Christians living on this side of Easter. And that is what we want to talk about on this Easter Sunday. I want, if I can, do that hope that we have, to let it be a part of how we live, how we sing, how everything that we do is a part of it. It reminds me of a praise chorus, a beautiful song by the Gaithers, and if you know it, I invite you to sing it along with me. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. That's right. That chorus reminds us that He lives, and that is why we are bold to say, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We have that joy, that hope, that assurance because of His goodness in us. I want, if I may, to take just a small little tour of Scripture to why we have that hope, why we can face tomorrow with that Christian hope, what the resurrection of Jesus 2,000 years ago means for us today. To do that, I want to take you on a little tour of Colossians chapter 2, and starting in at about verse 10 or so. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Let's get that, friends. Over every power, even the power that is gripping us and gripping our world because of this pandemic, Jesus is the head. He's over. He is not stopped or hindered by this pandemic. In fact, I've been hearing about many Christians saying they are closer to God than they have ever been. More Christians are stepping out to sing, to encourage, to serve. than in recent memory. There is something to this truth of Scripture that's being lived out even now in the midst of some of our darkest times. But that Scripture continues on. It says there that we, having been baptized with Him, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised. You and I, raised with Him. Our baptism is the connecting point, but Jesus, who died for sin and rose again, we're connected to Him through our baptism. And that means we've died to sin. We also have risen above fear, risen above everything, even death itself, so that we are alive with hope. It goes on and says, you and I were dead in our sins, and in the uncircumcision of our flesh, God made you alive with Christ. Get that, friends. When we were dead, when we were full of fear, when there seemed to be no hope, God brought the hope. God made us alive in Him. And because of that, you are raised with Him. You are raised with Jesus. I wonder if you'd say it with me, that we are raised with Him. Let's say it. We are raised with Him. That is a reason for joy. A reason that we can rejoice because He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And we are risen with Him. Now, Colossians 3 goes on to talk even further about this and to sort of bring it home with this concept that of what it means then for us, how we live differently. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. We don't have to hide in fear because our life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. This is what He promises us. This is what He offers to us. This is the gift that is ours through our faith in Him, through that baptismal grace that He pours out, through that connection of what Jesus did in love on the cross and offers in love through His resurrection to all of us. We're raised with Him and will appear with glory, in glory with Him at the end. Beyond the disease, beyond the troubles, beyond loss of job or anything else, we have hope because we are with Him and He is with us. That is why we celebrate boldly. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And with Him being raised, with that promise that Jesus is risen, friend, remember, we all are raised up with Him, raised above the circumstances, raised above the fear, raised above the uncertainty, raised above the frayed nerves and the stir craziness of being inside our homes for so long, raised above any obstacle that we face, because Jesus, who died, who rose, raises us up with Him. That is our hope. We also have the hope that that means we are not alone. We are with Him. Just as He came to be with those disciples in that room when they were locked away for fear, the risen Christ is with you. The risen Christ is with you, and we do not have to be afraid. He has come back to us, and He still does, and He always will. You are not alone, no matter what you are going through. And also, this is not the end. This pandemic will come to an end. And yes, sadly, death is going to take many lives. But even death is not the end. And every Christian has that hope, and we reinforce that hope this Easter. Death is not the end. Jesus defeated death. He proved it by coming back Himself to all of us, and He gave that as His gift and His promise to us all. That is part of our Easter hope. That is part of our anchor and foundation and what we cling on to. And not only that, let's remember this, that Jesus is going ahead of you. In the Gospel of Matthew, in that resurrection story, tucked away in there, the angel comes and speaks to those women who are there, to the disciples who are there, and says, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell all the other disciples that he is risen, and he is not only risen, but he is going ahead of you." In this case, he was going ahead of the disciples into Galilee. He would meet them. He would teach them for the final time. He would encourage them, and he would assure them, "Lo, I am with you always." For us, friends, he's going ahead. He's ahead of this pandemic. He's ahead of what comes next after it. He is ahead of every circumstance in your life and in mine. He is ahead of us. And since he's our leader, since he has conquered over every obstacle that we have or we will ever face, we have, again, the hope of Easter. That since we are raised with him, and since Jesus has gone ahead through death for us and through every circumstance, he is ahead of us, leading us, calling us, strengthening us, and encouraging us. This is our Easter hope. This is our conviction. And this is why we have the boldness and the joy to sing, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives." He holds your tomorrow, friends. He holds your future and mine. And that is why we can celebrate and be confident to say that he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It's also why, friend, we invite you, since God is with us, to be with us for what's next. Jesus has already gone ahead and guided our church to begin a journey called The Story. For 31 weeks, we're going to go through the Bible together, and we're going to see how our story fits in with God's story. That's how we know that Jesus will be with us in what is ahead. And we hope you will participate in that with us online, on our website, through our YouTube videos, or come to our church when we are able to gather again face to face. Until then, we'll offer services like this. Until then, we will know that Jesus is with us and we are raised with him. Until then, we will trust and celebrate, for he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A blessed Easter to you now and always. Amen.